Business for real now.
Yes, we've actually finally got rid of that nonsense that is hour one. straight to the deep cuts.
Three cuts there of varying lengths, and it's pretty obscure stuff. Kicking off with a brand new track by a group I've never heard of. It's one guy. It's called Family Ravine. This is a new release on Death Is Not The End.
Ooh.
Label I enjoy.
Yes.
A lot from their weird corners that they dig out. Also, they've got some killer reissue stuff.
I do enjoy them because they always do Name Your Price as well.
They
for
do.
The digital.
Yeah, so that is released. That album, what's the album called now? It's got a wacky name. I say wacky.
So there's loads of like brackets and stuff, right?
Al in brackets, waltz in and act like brackets. I close brackets, own the place. So that's hard work for radio.
Why isn't it? What would it be called if you didn't read the brackets out then?
Waltz in and act like own the place.
That doesn't even work. It's terrible.
So that is the work of someone called KW Cahill. Records and plays acoustic and electric guitars, mandolin, carimba, melodica and an AM FM portable radio.
Hang on, what?
On March 2024 time. Then there's a lot more. There's another paragraph of stuff that sounds a bit like the title. Worth reading if you like that.
I do enjoy when people put effort into the Bandcamp blurbs.
Weird blurbs.
Yes.
Also enjoy that.
So after that, we had some late 60s psychedelia as the Projection Company with Camilla. Now, I didn't know anything about this. Sort of digging around trying to find out more stuff. And it turns out that that is the work of late LA session guitarist genius Jerry Cole. And the blurb says, has long been worshipped for his work with everyone from the Beach Boys to the Birds to Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley, and by surf fans as the leader of the Spacemen, who I've never heard of, so no. I will be checking them out. But he released one lone album under the name Animated Egg, a fictitious band whose lone self-titled album is one of the greatest psychedelic exploitation records ever to hit the budget bins.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, so that was another... I think that was reissued, that album, with some other stuff. He said his other side projects include The Projection Company, which is who that was, The Generation Gap, T-Swift and The Electric Bag, and the Stone Canyon Rock Group. So if you like your weird psychedelia played by session musicians, then
it's a hole to go down there.
Yes, isn't it? Just so I have actually got a tab open because I want to hear what the Spacemen are like. So I do enjoy a bit of surf. Then we have another new one to finish off.
Yeah,
right?
Another brand new cut, sort of like a pre-release for their album. So that was Godspeed You Black Emperor with Grey Rubble, Green Shoots, their 8th album, due out on the 4th of October this year. 8th album in 27 years.
Whew, prolific.
Yeah, again, recorded in Montreal at their usual base. Album is titled No Title as of 13th February 2024, 28,340 dead. Just rolls off the tongue,
doesn't it?
Yeah, if you like deep blurbs, hit that one up on Bandcamp. That track is the closer from the album. Six tracks on there. Doesn't have any song lengths yet, but it's a 2 LP with 6 songs, so you can anticipate some longies.
Yeah, and we're hopefully going to see them in October, right?
Yeah, I think we're going on the 1st of October, because I had to write this down in my calendar today. So 3 days before the album comes out, so we won't even have a chance to listen to those properly yet. I know there are some bootlegs surfacing and floating from old live shows. I have heard some of them.
Oh, well, that's it. They usually put all their old shows up on archive. But...
yes. So time now for some 94 Jungle.
Yes.
Now we switch from Godspeed to 94 Jungle.
My favourite.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David. And I'm right here on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
Thank you.
Steve just let out a mighty yawn.
Yes.
It tells you what time it is.
Yes, we had all that time to do it in that last set, but just when we're about to put the mics up.
Something about those sliders.
Yes. This is the Night Train, just about to sign off for another week. Don't adjust your clocks. You do know what this means. If Aphex Twin is coming in at 17 minutes to 11, it means you've got a long song to finish.
Close there. I mean, we teased it earlier.
We did.
And we're not going to let you down. So, that set, all over the shop in the best way possible. Starting out with some, as advertised, 94 Jungle.
Yes.
On Moving Shadow, yes, from 1994. Omni Trio, Living for the Future, their FBD project mix. You know what I just found out?
Cool, go on.
Omni Trio is from Barnsley.
Oh, I think I actually knew that, and it did blow my mind. Because people have got to be from somewhere, right?
Yeah, but I just don't remember. It's not the epicentre of jungle sounds from the early 90s, is it?
No. Weirdly, for a time it was Ipswich, which is just as laughable, I guess.
Yeah, then from there we went to...
Oh, more new music.
Yeah.
So I'm not just picking oldies but goodies. This new one, that was Transmission Towers with Go Slow Heart, the Beat Crooked mix, I guess. The album was released earlier this year on Mr. Bongo's side label project, Isol Cultura, and spun off with Luke Una. And now that album has been remixed, rejigged, redubbed, re-edited by Parrot, a.k.a. Crooked Man, from sometime of these parts, I guess. Not Sheffield Live, just Sheffield Sheffield in general.
This geographically speaking.
Yes, this neck of the woods is what I should have said. So that album, I think, is coming out in a couple of weeks. Then we had a live cut Fortet with 2017 from his Funkhaus Berlin show in 2018. A couple of shows of note, if you're that way inclined, there's an all-day DJ set at Depot Mayfield in Manchester, 19th of October. And then a big curated lineup from him on the 2nd of November in Drumsheds, including, amongst other people, Caribou back-to-back with Champion, Chloe Robinson, Digital Mystics, Storm back-to-back with Flight, Elijah and Skillam.
Stop it.
Khan and Neek.
You're killing me.
Code 9 Jungle Set. Who else have we got?
Code 9 Jungle Set.
Yeah, I know. T. Williams, Taylor J, The Bug and Flow Down, Young Sing. If it's any consolation, the Reddit nerds are saying that the sound in drum sheds isn't the best.
Right.
And somebody else was going, "Oh, this lineup's rubbish." I was like, "What?" They're like, they were like, "No floating points, no Ben UFO." I was like, "Yeah, yeah, I get that, but you're still going to get
also, a, yeah, it's okay
because you've got a Khan and Neek and then Code 9 Jungle set,
yeah, Caribou,
yeah,
you like floating points, you've got a Caribou."
That is a very good point. I'll send you the picture of floating point sound system.
Yeah,
it's absolutely ridiculous. It's huge. I'll try and put a link to it in the show notes.
Yeah, he's doing an Instagram videos of him like building it, isn't he?
Yeah, it's like, oh, finally put my money where my mouth is and actually doing this. Then we had some more live music, new music.
Yeah, yeah, more brand new stuff forthcoming. The Smile with Foreign Spies, that one. So it's two tracks taken from an album they've just announced. The Cutouts due out. Oh, I can't remember if it's October or November now.
It's, I think it's October.
Yeah, everything. Why is it October? It's all coming out in October.
It is.
So yeah, two more tracks to accompany the two-track EP they've already released. So that's Four Down. And when they released that, I was wildly speculating on air whether there'd be a new album this year. Going, nah, it seems a bit soon.
Yeah.
Turns out there is a new album. There you go.
Perfect. Then we had finished off that set with Kayla Painter, Infinite You. That was from Castles Make Castles from Space album of the same name. There is a new album coming out in October. Self
October again.
Oh yeah. damn you, October. You're gonna bankrupt me. That
this show is just gonna be called Music That Will Be Released in October.
Yeah, coming soon in October. The new album's Fractures, but that was the title track from that 2022 album. That's not how you say it. That 2022 album, Infinite You. Right, so there is one more song to play.
Yeah, 12-minute.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well talk over the intro for a bit, right?
It's quite a long intro.
Have you got anything to say?
I'm not going to talk over the whole intro.
No, I wouldn't expect you to. I was thinking this does start really quietly.
I'm going to say, so it's Alex Cassian, and the track's called Reference to E2, E4 by Manuel Gutsching. And this is on a 12, I can't remember the labels that's released it. I know it came out a bit ago. Anyway, it sold out quickly. Got a repress. So it's back out, available to buy now. This is the B-side. So it's a Mad Professor on the remix.
What's the A-side like? Have you listened to it?
Very similar.
Hmm.
Yeah, just with less dubby noise. It's very much of the, you know, the German basic channel rhythm and sound. Yeah.
If you like, yeah. So subtle tweaks here and there, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So hopefully there'll be a show next week. I'll be flying solo. You won't be here.
Yeah, I'm going to take the weekend off.
So I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I might do a toy with the idea of just long songs, or I might play some UK garage, or I might do both. Tune in next week, folks, to find out.
If that doesn't hook you in.
Well, exactly. There's no helping us.
Right, thanks for listening. I know it's been a ride. Yeah, thanks for sticking around and living with us for 2 hours a week.
Yeah, so catch you in a bit.